Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners. The date today is the 25th of Muharram, 1446. Other areas of the world, 80% of the world, it is the 26th of Muharram, 1446. Let's welcome our honorable guest, and that is Haji Abu Bakr Rawat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To your Zed, Malana Zahid Sab, and esteemed listeners of Merkaz Sahaba. Hope you are all in good spirit. May Allah Ta'ala keep you well. Keep your complete shifa kamila ajla daima. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. Let us correct our intention that we are sitting, listening to the hadith and the talks of deen. Let Allah Ta'ala give us, we have full hope that Allah will reward us with 1,000 rakats of nafil salah. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Haji Sahab, as we know, that there's two things that is, and it's pretty crucial, and they say also we're not discussing it quite a bit, and this is, one is human trafficking. They say in South Africa it's increasing, and it's not given much attention to it. And the other, as we know, every now and then we hear about kidnapping. Businessmen being kidnapped, different people. And last was that was found. In fact, I think there is still a few who are still unfound as yet. And the last was that Mulana Sataria. And Alhamdulillah, he returned, and he was returned with good health, Alhamdulillah. And they said they needed time just for him to recover from that excruciating mental pain that he probably went through. So, Haji Sap, your contribution to this.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah. Yesterday, the brother Ashraf Kaka from Elder Green was also released last night. And there was a drug bust.
Okay.
So, in the drug bust, he also got released. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So, he's also family of ours. My Harubai's brother. So when they phoned, when we heard that dua, Allahumma kfinihi bima shik, they read in the thousands, and Allahumma inna najaluka fi nuhurim wa na'udhu bika min shururim, the dua of safety. And Allah's fazal karam, because of the barakat of these duas, Allah Ta'ala made it easy for them to be released and safely. So we have to, how was it? Sheikh Rahmatullah always used to say, put a lot of emphasis on amal. And he always used to say, talk is cheap. And we know the saying that whiskey costs money. He said, talk less, eat less, and do more amal. And Alhamdulillah, one family person phoned me yesterday, said, Alhamdulillah, in our family, we've now made a 24-hour ibadah program.
Allah.
So I said, inshallah, he's going to give me the list, so we also can start it. If we are 20 or 25 people in stuff, a lot of people have sleeping problems. In that time, they can utilize in this 24-hour program. And so much more can we achieve. If we do all these ibadats, like in the Hanka, we have this 24-hour program in Ramadan. And out of Ramadan, it doesn't mean we can't continue. Inshallah, in our groups also today, so we're so sophisticated with all the iPhones and Samsung phones and that, we can do a 24-hour program. It's not difficult. There's so many people. Inshallah, we're planning now with the masajids also to start this 24-hour program. So people that are at home, they can't fall off to sleep or are awake, they can come to the masajid, even sleep there. That's also ibadat. And keep the masjid abad also. And inshallah, with all these barakat of us all doing amal, Allah Ta'ala will open the doors of mercy and protection, and all these things will come in place.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Hajizab, I was just saying earlier that when we were in the younger days, there used to be this one youngster. He changed his life, and then he was working on us and that. He said, Thursday night, he asked us, what you doing? So he said, okay, just why don't you come join us? And not Ramadan or anything, just a normal Jummah is a big day for us. It's an Eid for us. And but he said, why don't we go stay in the masjid, stay at night? So we went one night. But I'm saying that how it left that good reflection to say that the masjid is always there for us, but we're not utilizing it. We, like you said, Haji Sahib, that we should go in. It doesn't mean it has to be Ramadan, then only we can stay. Now, with this whole crisis, let's see how we can get together and do something, inshallah.
And a lot of times we find that Qunut al-Nazila is only read during mostly in Ramadan. We are in crisis all the time. Take Palestine, the latest events that are taking place. So Qunut al-Nazila, wherever imams are, please continue reciting every day after Fajr, the Farz Namaz. Inshallah, Allah's help will come. And this was the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Qunut al-Nazila was read. And so much blessing in this Qunut al-Nazila, that Allah's help will come. And we must always have hope in Allah, that Allah will accept my du'as. Like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala had so much hope in Allah and so much fear of Allah. The hope was that if one person has to enter Jannah, it will be Umar. And the fear was that if one person has to enter Jahannam, it will be Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala has given as a believer a lot of benefits to us. And so many doors can open for us. Like, I want to give an example. There were three brothers that were on drugs that we were helping. The one, alhamdulillah, the two brothers. The one was still at the rehab. It's about 2 weeks ago. So he tried to escape. So in escaping, the bodybuilder or the guard was there, caught him.
Check.
And as he fell down, he bit the guard by the ankle. Gave him a big bite. And in return, he got, I think, a couple of good shots on his head. Then only he released. But Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam, the three shots reformed this youngster.
Allah.
And I met him last night. He came home to come visit me. Completely reformed. Punctual five-time namaz. He sits with his elder brother. They make zikr. They do this Allahu breathing. Now they made it a habit on the table. Fazail Amal. They read one chapter. One day he reads, one day his brother reads, and the mother reads. So alhamdulillah, they brought Amal back into the house. And the minute we bring back Amal in the house is not dead, it's alive. And this is what we're missing. And Quran recitation, they listen to Quran, they read Quran. And now they're even deciding to go to madrasa to perfect the Quran. So Allah shukr. The one youngster we went on Saturday, hits the father uncontrollably, puts him on the floor, and he gives him a good beating. So Saturday, I met him at the rehab center, the hall. So he told me, please come home, come assist me. So I gave him some amals to do. Last night, I phoned him. I said, how's Hamza? He said, no, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl. He's so quiet. He's only sleeping now. He said, things that he never used to do with me, he's doing. He sits now with me, supper time, he has supper with me. He has tea with me, and he doesn't touch me at all. For this whole week, I haven't had an incident. So I said, Allah shukr. I said, continue with Amal. Start playing Quran loud in the house. And these small, small ibadats that we do has really a lot of benefits. And Allah Ta'ala opens this door. And I started him with this Allahu Zikr also. He said, while driving also, he said, I'm continuously doing this Allahu Zikr. And he said, alhamdulillah, I'm finding so much of benefit. So different people, why we discuss these things, people say you mustn't talk about it, but it's the ills of society. And if we don't talk and advise, how is society going to change? People give different experiences. So this person told me, he said, one celebrity was in the weekend in our area. He said, I went to the masjid. He said, the minute I made my, I said, Allahu Akbar. He said, my whole namaz was spoiled. You see, I never felt that ruhaniyat in my salah. So immediately I came out of the masjid, he phoned me. He said, Ajisap, I got this problem. Today I felt like I never read Maghrib Salah. So I said, what happened? He said, I was in the masjid and the crowd was chock-a-block. But I never felt like I read namaz. So I'm going home to repeat my namaz. So he went home and he repeated his namaz. So when I repeated my namaz, that contentment came back. So we all the time hear that don't read namaz behind this person, this person. This is the reason. And I didn't ask him anything. He phoned himself.
Okay.
He said, Hazrat, this was the effect that it had on me. I just asked you. I said, yeah, no, go and repeat your namaz. No problem. He said, I repeated it already. He said, the contentment returned to my salah. So it proves to us. Innamal a'malu binniyah. If your niyats are correct, Allah Ta'ala shows it to you. And what our Kabiri and our pious elders tell us and advise us is 100% the truth. You can't play. Like our Sheikh used to always give the example, you take a pure glass of milk and put few drops of urine. Who's going to drink it?
That's the tragedy.
That's the tragedy. But unfortunately, we follow that. We think nothing about it. And we don't take the advice of our elders. So how can we progress to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now our mashayikh, our teachers, are there to guide us on this road. We don't know all the pitfalls of the road. That's why it's so important to have a sheikh, to align yourself with pious people. Then you are safeguarded from all these evils. Like one example Hakim Sab gave. Say one person went for Hajj and these Indonesian women were all dressed in white. He said they look so beautiful. So immediately Hakim Sab told him, lower your gaze. Now you will want to look at this woman, how attractive they are. And that, so immediately lower your gaze. So how important these small issues that Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for us. Then on Sunday I went to visit one brother. I heard he was quite ill. So I came home to his house, made intention of visiting the sick. He said, 70,000 malaika make dua and maghfirat for you. With that intention of sunnat also. So sitting and talking to him, I said, one day I went 40 times to toilet because he had a bag on him. He said, I emptied that bag 40 times. He said, my results were all haywire. So I told him, all right, start with this Allahu Zikr, and I'll send you the ruqyas also. Start listening. He said, Thumma alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah. The Monday I went, my results were completely clear. So the doctor is telling me, you are a miracle man. From last week, 1 week, what did you do? He said, no, I did nothing. He didn't tell him, now he started on this ruqyas and Allahu Zikr. And alhamdulillah, somebody sent me in a week, the lemon treatment. Said her daughter was getting all those pimples on her face, this teenager's heat and all that on her face, but it was with asarats as well. So she said, I found this amal of lemon. And she said, alhamdulillah, she did it 3 times. Those pimples, everything cleared up. Then one imam of the masjid phoned me, he said, I need your help. I said, what's wrong? He said, I go on the musalla, I performed the namaz perfectly, but I don't remember what I read. My mind just goes completely blank. So I told him, myself, start this ruqyah. So he started this Allahu Zikr. And then this lemon amal came. So I told him, it's in Urdu. Please translate it for me. Alhamdulillah, I did it 3 times, completely cured. Now goes on the musalla. He knows exactly what he read. That blankness is gone. So today, this is common today. People can't see you to be happy. And this is what they do. They go out of their way to cause harm to you. Then in a week, I was going to a cafe. I just walked in. One lady came rushing to me. She said, Molana, Molana. I said, Ben, I'm not a Molana. No, but you say you dress like a Molana. I said, no, this is a sunnat way. I dress every day. Like, please, I need your help. I said, wherever I can help you, I'll help you. She said, my husband kidnapped the children. And he gave me a good hiding before he left. And he's missing, we can't find him. So I told him, all right, I'll send you these rukyas and that stuff. So alhamdulillah, I spoke to one friend of mine. So he gave me amal for her to do. He said, inshallah, within 7 days. The second day, they managed to trace him. Now there's communication between them. So now he's afraid to come home. He thinks the police are going to arrest him. So alhamdulillah, she started this amal. She said, I got a strong feeling within a few days they'll be back home. So this is the situation. Then one lady phoned. I was with my friend on the road to go and see a few patients. She said, Ajisab, you won't believe, I'm even embarrassed to tell you. She said, when I lay on the bed, my husband comes and urinates on me. She said, not even once, twice. He said, whenever he gets opportunity, he sees me on the bed, he comes and urinates on me. I said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. She said, this he does. And he thinks it is a big joke. So this is what society are going through. If we don't talk about it and keep people informed, the least we can do is make dua for them. That Allah Ta'ala remove those evils and save them, guard them. She said, then now is not worth for me to live anymore in this world. I feel that Allah take me away, I'll be better. She said, and even worse, I got my daughter that's divorced with her kids. They go through the trauma every day. So I gave her some amals to do. Alhamdulillah, she sent a voice recording and she says, Shukar alhamdulillah, we're feeling much better. And just everybody make dua for me. That inshallah, Allah remove this difficulty from me. And make it easy that we can live comfortably without the stress every day. So our work is to help and to make dua for the ummah. That's why once Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali was sitting at Roza Mubarak, and only when Hazrat Sheikh got permission to come to Roza Mubarak, then he went. Otherwise, he used to send Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki to go and convey salam, durood and salam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when he came to Roza Mubarak and he went into Muraqaba, he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's eyes red, blood red. He said, O Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is happening? Why is your eyes so red? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the sins committed by my ummah has overseeded the good. So the Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how can I help and be part of your grief? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught him this dua, muraqabah dua, that you put your tongue on your palate and with your heart or with your mind, make 5 minutes dua for the ummah, 5 minutes dua for the creation, and 5 minutes dua for yourself. So inshallah, if we all start this amal, it's a sunnah dua that was taught to us at Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. We'll have a lot of benefit in our lives. Our duas will be accepted. Make dua for the creation of Allah also, for the animals. Now it's raining season, make dua for rain, for Palestine, wherever the ummah are going in through difficulty. And then I just want to discuss a few aspects of electricity. Now, with city power, the increase of electricity, the inspectors are going house to house. So last week, a friend of mine told me one of his shops that he had, city power came with 4 years billing statements. That exactly to say how you were buying. This person was buying 1,000, 1,000, 1,000 for 5, 6 months. Then he went to 500, 500, 500. Then he went to 300, 300. Then 100, 100. So this man tell me now, he's got the same, how come from 1,000 rand you drop to 500? From 500 you drop to 300. From 300 you drop to 200. And then you drop to 100 rand. So he said, first thing when I saw the report, this meter is jabbed. So people say we're paying for Soweto. But how much of did we do to bring down our electricity bill? And then we blame it on Soweto. And then we jump all the meters. Now it's like an age analysis. They exactly know what is your pattern of buying. And they know exactly know when they see that pattern of buying, they caught two shops. They say, but lucky I know their language, so I spoke nicely to them. They said, all right, we'll give you a chance. Let's remove that old meters, put in new meters. So there's no record left anymore because that meter is canceled off the system. But he said, please, if you're buying pattern, don't make it yourself guilty. You buy 500, then next month you buy 300. And especially winter months, you are using heaters. So your consumption is more. So let's be wise and buy accordingly. And don't make it feel suspicious. And some don't buy at all. If all those pages come out blank, what are you doing?
Gee, and this is where we fall short. We think that because people don't notice, so we can just get away with all these crimes. But Allah is watching us. Allah is seeing all these actions, trying to deceive and trying to steal this way, that way. It's totally unacceptable for a believer.
No, Bishop. And a friend of mine, I went to visit him. So I see there's quite a few solar lights outside charging. So I said, what do you do with this? So much lights. He said, night I go and hang them in the house. He said, 12 hours I have, my whole house is lit. I don't even use the plug, the switch. And easy. 400 rand, he bought 100 watt, bought four of them, put it in the house. Maghrib time, he comes, he puts it in the house, doesn't use lights at all. So how much his bulk came down? Then he told me my geyser, the inlet is cold, the outlet is hot. He said, I put the tea by the hot. I brought the hot water back to the cold water. So I take out 5 liters of hot water. 5 liters of hot water comes back into the system. So the thermostat works very little. So I tried it at home. In summer months, we only use 4 units. Because the geyser is hot all the time. In the winter months, because of opening and closing the taps, your hot water is not free flowing. So the first day I saw, we used up to 60 units. Then I changed it completely. Then I told my son, let's put in a gas geyser. So the gas geyser now gives the geyser hot water all the time. So alhamdulillah, from 40 units, we dropped to 20 units.
Okay.
So all that saving is your benefit. But there's little bit you have to do.
So now I'm just thinking, now these people, like you said, there's this uncle who places these on the solar on top of his roof and that to use it in the house for lights. So the cops mustn't go to him and the police and say that, you know what, you also, why your thing is coming down? Because he's doing it the sincere way.
No, no, and he put in a 12.5 kVA solar system.
Okay, yeah. Gee. I always used to wonder why these certain houses you find borehole. They got a sign there to say borehole water. So someone told me that it's because when they, I thought maybe if, is it for the public? Like if they don't have water, can they come here? What's the reason? So they said because of this here that when they come to see and inspect, then they must know that they're using borehole water. That's why they're not purchasing so much. So it's the same with the solar, I guess.
No, but the one guy from the accounts department told me nicely. He said, do me one favor, just open your municipality tap a little bit, your stopcock. So there's a reading. So they won't trouble you. If there's no reading, they just put estimates. Then you sit with a heavy estimate bill. And you know what chaos is to go to the city of Joburg. Half the time they're offline. Then you have that headache of to fix your account. May Allah Ta'ala first give me the speaker, Tawfiq.
Ameen.
We've got a few minutes left. Let's make dua. Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka hamidu majid. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanata wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina azab al-nar. اللهم أصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أكرم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احفظ عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عن سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت، وعافنا في من عافيت، وتولنا في من توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا شر ما قضيت. إنه لا يذل من واليت، ولا يعز من عاديت. تبارك ربنا وتعاليت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى
صلى
الله عليه
الله
وسلم،
عليه وسلم.
وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. والله those that are not married, grant them spire spouses. والله take this radio station from strength to strength. Let this be the headquarters of Hidayat for mankind, Ya Allah. And spread this radio station from country to country, all over the world, Ya Allah. Wherever the satellites are, spread them and give Hidayat to the entire creation, Ya Allah. Bring those that are off the path back to Hidayat, Ya Allah. You are most merciful, and forgive the whole creation, Ya Allah, and replace every sin of theirs with a virtue. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
جزاكم الله خيرا حاجي ساب, for all the five pieces of advice as well as this dua that حاجي ساب has mentioned. In fact, my daughter was speaking about it. They taught in madrasa to make this dua with the heart and to so this dua we'll say it's not sunnah, but we'll say it is the practice of the pious, because remember, for sunnah we need the hadith or the Quran Sharif to back it up. So this dua is the practice of the pious, and it was taught to Hazrat Sheikh Mulana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi through via the medium of muraqabah. Dua itself is compulsory. We should be making dua. So practice upon it. We say Jazakumullah khairan to Haji Sahib for joining us. We appreciate your time. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.